Good News Clips, Session 11. Replacement Therapy Chart Series, picking up with the key word of accusation. When we think of accusation, we might first consider motive. Is our motive revenge, like we spoke of in the previous session? Or are we just being Satan's minion for the day and doing his dirty work? Accusing each other via gossip, murmur, rumor, tale-bearing, whatever form of mud we might sling at each other, this ugly thing of accusation. There's another type of accusation that we'd like ourselves to be mindful of, and that is Satan's accusation towards us. Satan tries to condemn us, and the word condemn includes that con. He tries to level a con at us, to con us into thinking that we are unfit and unworthy of God's love and God's redemption. We should always remember that that is the furthest thing from the truth, and that Christ died for our sins, that we might have life. Our adversary, though, wants to shoot fiery darts at us all the time, accusing us and bringing us down to his depraved level. Please consider going to the ECCL.org website and pull up a short article entitled Judgment Day. In it, we try to define these words, accusation, condemnation, and also discernment and judgment, such that we might have clarity amongst ourselves and understand which theme we're speaking of and which distinct meaning we imply when we use these words. Satan, after all, wishes us to be confused amongst each other and have misunderstandings and accusations. Let's fend off Satan's fiery darts with the strength of God, with his shield. And rather than speaking accusation, rather than thinking like Satan and thinking in terms of accusation, we'll think in terms of edification. We'll be picking that topic up in session 13. But first, let's move on to the theme of repentance in the next session.